years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic and the Black Knight, Disc 2. Hello, happy people. Hello, welcome to another pre-recorded edition episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Coming at you pre-recorded today because I've got a number of things going on. At the normal time slot today, I have another event to be at. Ironically, Sonic-related. And no, I am not lying. So, knocking this out early for you today to be played at the normal time slot. I also got the new cable for my microphone, and I didn't want to go without making another episode for everybody, so... you're welcome. We've got the rest of Disc 2 today. I borrowed from Disc 2 during the last episode a couple tracks just to get them out of the way. So we've got another 30 or so tracks left over from Disc 2. And then just to round it out, I'll play the actual vocal tracks from the Face to Faith album. It includes a couple of instrumental tracks, but I don't think I'm going to play those. I don't really see the need. And if you want to hear those, grab the Face to Faith album. You can probably even find it from the Sonic Stadium Media Archive if you really want to look. Request him on the Radio Sega channel, and your music will be played live. Okay. Let's get right into things. Let me cue up the first few tracks from the second disc. I'm looking at the wrong title. Okay, hold on. There we go. We need this version. Or also, while I'm queuing these up, we covered the synopsis of the game last week, so today you'll be getting some trivia sprinkled here and there about the game. That goes there, and was it 6 breaks of 5 or 5 breaks of 6? I'll do 5 breaks of 6. Let's see. I'm positive I'm counting these wrong. Come on. Okay, here we go. All queued up and ready for you. These are all... Oh, my lord. Only two of these songs in this break are longer than 1 minute. So I might play a lot more of this break. It's gonna be one of those days. Alright, here we go. Stick around.
Slapstick through these
Alright, welcome back. Epic as all hell, man. Here's what you heard that break. Knights of the Wind TGS 2008 version, Orders from the Illusion, Merlina, the Queen of the Underworld, The End of the World, Escape from Destruction, Knight's Passage, For the Kingdom and Its People, Shrouded Forest, and then wrapping that up was result number one, 5 stars, awesome. Alright, so a lot of these tracks are... Yeah, still a number of tracks that are under a minute long, so, I mean, you're probably going to get, like, a couple of really large breaks. So let's just dive into this trivia and get back into the swing of things. Did you know? There are several instances where Sonic reacts familiarly to characters in the storybook world. Upon meeting the blacksmith, Sonic calls him Tails but immediately corrects himself. Before Sonic fights Lancelot, Sonic says, "Some things never change," referencing the fierce rivalry he has with Shadow. When he meets Nimue, he attempts to run away since Nimue resembles Amy, similar to how Sonic runs away from Amy when he sees her. And when Sonic encounters Gawain, he states, "You look just like this knucklehead I know, and you sound just like that knucklehead too," referring to the reckless fights between the two in the past games. During some scenes, certain character songs from Sonic Adventure, like Sonic, Knuckles, Gawain, Amy, or Knuckles, Gawain, Amy and the Blacksmith Tales, and Shadow the Hedgehog for Shadow and Lancelot, play in the background. Lancelot, Gawain, and Percival have medals which are used as equipment that change the background to their respecting themes from the selected video games below. The list is as follow. Knuckles, Unknown for Me from Sonic Adventure, Gawain, Lancelot, All Hail Shadow, the Crush 40 version from Sonic 06, and Throw It Away from SA2, cutscene only. Percival, Villanova from Sonic Rush, The Blacksmith, Believe in Myself from Sonic Adventure, What I'm Made Of from Sonic Heroes and It Doesn't Matter from Sonic Adventure for Sonic in certain cutscenes, and My Sweet Passion for Amy Nimue from Sonic Adventure. This is the first 3D Sonic game that Dr. Eggman does not appear in any shape or form, even though his badniks appear in the Legacy missions. However, in this game, the Joker card, one of the many game's many collectible items, has the Eggman Empire symbol printed on it. However, Eggman is also seen on some of the winning fan art of this game. Alright, I will leave some trivia for when we come back. Let me queue up another big break here. Let's see. We left off at this track. Let me queue up a bumper. That's not where my bumpers are. Okay. See you when you get back. Stick around.
Years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Alrighty, welcome back. Welcome back. That was a lot, actually. Great Megalith, the Cauldron, the Barrier, Dragon's Lair, Dragon Slayer, Into the Dark Hollow, Merlina, Her Wicked Smile, which I played out of order with another Merlina track, and then It Doesn't Matter, Transform into Excalibur Sonic, and then Results Number 2, so okay. I've got 9 tracks left for you on the Disc 2 album, and then we'll jump into a couple of the vocal tracks, which are epic as all hell, so stick around for those. More trivia in the meantime, did you know a violin instrumental version of It Doesn't Matter from SA2 plays when viewing the fan art video? When Sonic and Caliburn are about to encounter the dragon in the dragon's lair, Sonic says, "Yeah, this brings back memories, except last time it was with Shadow." This is a reference to the battle with Biolizard in SA2, or it may be a reference to the boss fight in Lethal Highway against the Black Ball and Shadow the Hedgehog. This is the first Sonic game where Sonic is actually seen eating chili dogs. That's true, I didn't really think of that. Jet the Hawk appears for the first time as a playable character outside of the Sonic Riders series. The first time playable off his Extreme Gear, and the first time he appears without Wave and Storm. This is the fourth Sonic game with an E10 plus rating. The three previous ones were Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic 06, and Sonic Unleashed. This game is one of the three Sonic games that do not play with the main theme during the final boss fight, the other ones being Sonic Heroes and Sonic Generations. This is the only game besides Sonic R and Sonic Adventure that featured Tails Doll in the fan artwork for both America and Canada. This is the only Sonic game where Sonic uses a weapon throughout the entire game. The background music at the blacksmith shop is a violin instrumental of Believe in Myself, Tails' theme song in Sonic Adventure. The spell that Merlina chants at the beginning, Ifrazazaizarak, is the same spell that Eraser Jin used to summon the Ifrit. However, the subtitles in Black Knight are different, and even state that she's saying two different phrases. This is the first 3D Sonic game without a 3D ending. And in the Knight's Passage, Sonic says, Who was it who kept treating me like a rat again? Possibly in reference to Eraser Jin constantly calling him a rat in Sonic and the Secret Rings. Amy makes an appearance as herself after the credits, however, only her voice is heard. Initially, Galahad and Lamorak were in the main story, but for some unknown reason, Sega took them out. This is the first Sonic game where a British cast was included. And during the Legacy missions, there are items and gimmicks seen in other Sonic games, such as flappers from Sonic Heroes and Silver Rings, which count as 20, from Sonic and the Secret Rings. The 7 World Rings from Sonic and the Secret Rings appear as collectible items in Legacy missions. Collecting all 7 will unlock the Crush 40 version of 7 Rings in Hand in the gallery. And I'll save the last bit of trivia for the next break. Alright, let me queue up these last few tracks from Disc 2, and then we'll wrap up the trivia and get into Face to Faith. Let's see. Transform to Excalibur Sonic. Okay. Some of these are still kind of out of order. I don't know why. It's like deciding to play a certain song like way after we've gotten all the levels done, but that goes there. Like this one. What am I forgetting? Alright, well, I'll figure that out as I queue up the rest of these. Stick around. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. That does it for Disc 2. What you heard, Live Life, Merlina and Sonic, Denouement, True King Arthur, The King's Peril, which was basically just My Sweet Passion, Blacksmith, Battle Menu, Faraway Avalon, Results Number 3, One Star Try Next Time, Fan Art, It Doesn't Matter, Night of the Wind Acoustic Version, which that acoustic version was actually really cool. Okay, so I've queued up some of the tracks from the Face to Faith album. Let's wrap up this trivia and play those, and we'll call this a day. Where did I put the trivia page? Here it is. Alright, so this is the third Sonic game where Amy chases Sonic with her Pico Pico hammer at the end of the game, but it was not shown. The two previous ones are Sonic Rush and Sonic Riders. This is the last Sonic game to feature the voices of the 4Kids Entertainment cast, as they would be replaced with the newer voice actors, with the exception of Mike Pollock, the voice of Dr. Eggman, started with Sonic Free Riders and Sonic Colors. While Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games and Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing also had the 4Kids cast, they were mostly reused voices from previous games, with only a few characters receiving new ones. All the swords that Sonic wields are weapons that were used by King Arthur in the Legends. Clarent was a knighting sword that was used for ceremonies. Caliburn represents the sword in the stone. And Excalibur was the sword the king used until his death. Clarent was later taken by Mordred and used to kill King Arthur. The Ring Giver missions are possibly a reference to Anglo-Saxon kings being called Ring Givers, and Sonic was the true King Arthur. One thing Shiro Mikawa regretted was that in the game's initial development stage, Caliburn was a girl when he initially drafted the story of the game, and later he was surprised to hear that it was changed afterwards. And there is a French exclusive edition of this game called Sonic et le Chevalier Noir Legendary Pack, I can't speak French, that comes with a Wii Remote shell that is modeled after Caliburn. And that does it for the trivia. Okay, let me cue up one bumper here and go right into these vocal tracks, because there are some absolute gems here. Let's see. I'll start with the theme of the game. That one, this one, this one, and then I guess I'll back to back the boss theme, because there's two versions of it. And I don't know if it's just me or not, but I love the boss theme for Sonic and the Black Knight. It's one of the best boss themes I've ever heard. All right, here we go. There are 8 tracks here. Wait, did I queue up instrumentals? Hold on, because I didn't want to do that. I think I might have. Wait a minute. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, hold on. There's one instrumental? That's strange. No, that doesn't seem right. Maybe I already deleted it. Oh yeah, there were 10 songs here. Okay, that makes sense. All right, here we go. Stick around.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
Oh, a path at a time, instead of just living it. So many things erase before they begin. To give in. Oh, so many things need a push or pull to begin. And freedom moving less than ever hand gets in. Oh, be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, just nothing at all just means. Nothing at all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to fact, make real love all that seems. Make real love all that seems.
Alrighty, that's gonna do it, everyone. Those are the epic tracks from the Face to Faith vocal album. Night of the Wind, Crush 40, Fight the Night, Crush 40, Live Life, Seven Rings in Hand, Fairy Tales, and Trance Version by Bentley Jones, Through the Fire, With Me, and then the With Me Massive Power Mix by Crush 40. That does it. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Next week, I believe, is going to be Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics, assuming, barring unforeseen consequences. I've got to go. I've got a lot of stuff to do. So until I see you next week, I've been your host, That Dude of the Chaos Emerald, CD Rom 1019, saying to you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth. Make it a freaking good one, so I will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.